So, Julie, 4 months ago, you had a knee problem. Tell me about it.
Well, I've had a knee problem for 30 years, but I decided to do something about it 4 months ago.
What was the problem?
Yeah. Oh, I had very bad arthritis in my right knee from a previous knee surgery that I had 42 years ago.
42 years ago?
Yes.
And why did you wait? Why did you wait so long?
Well, you know, the osteoarthritis didn't get bad until, I mean, it was bearable, I think, until, you know, as you age and it just started to break down. My knee started to break down more and more. And I'd been bone on bone because back in the day, 42 years ago, when they did a meniscus repair, or they call it cartilage then, I was in a, they took it all the way out, and I was in a full leg cast for 6 weeks just for a simple meniscus repair, which now it's all arthroscopic. But anyway, so they took it all out then, and I've been paying because of the technology, not because of anybody's fault. And so I've been kind of paying for it ever since.
And that's bad because you're a horse person, right? There's a lot of bouncing up and down.
Yeah, we have a very active family. We do a lot of hiking, a lot of walking on uneven ground, skiing, just very, very active. I'm a very active person. And it didn't bother me as much riding as it did on uneven ground and at night when I'm sitting there after I've been, you know, busy all day long. And I'm not overweight. We've always been into fitness. I used to run. I haven't ran in 10 or more years. Just I physically couldn't. I haven't hiked with my family until Easter weekend was the first time in 10 years that I mean, we would go on little small day hikes, but nothing like what we went on over Easter weekend.
So
I just haven't been able to.
So it was 4 months ago that you had the stem cell
December.
Procedure?
Uh-huh.
And when did you start noticing a difference?
It was immediately better. My biggest thing was I realized how much I was not using my bad leg, and I in everyday tasks, from cooking at the stove to just walking or going up and down stairs, I realized it's like, wow, I haven't been using this leg. I never led with my bad leg. I always led with my good leg. Sitting down, I didn't realize that I was actually leaning, you know, more to my left side, which is my good side. My squat, when I do squats or anything when I'm working out, I wasn't square. I wasn't going square. And my bad leg was just getting smaller and smaller. My quad on my good leg is a full inch bigger than a quad on my bad leg, but it's getting better. I'm starting to see muscle coming back, and it's because now I'm having to train my brain a little bit more to use it. I think I was so long not using my leg because of pain that I just didn't. I hate to say this, but I feel like I was kind of dragging my leg around for a long time, even though I didn't notice that that's what I was doing.
And so now, compare where you are now to what it was like before the surgery, before the stem cell procedure.
Amazing. My kids, my husband, they're all like, oh my gosh, mom can do these things now. I don't put my leg up at night. I have a few little twinges, but I think it's only because I'm still repairing. It is night and day prior to my injections.
So what would you say to other people who are trying to make that decision between surgery and the stem cell procedure?
Do the stem cell in a heartbeat. I looked into, I've been looking and researching, I'd say easily 5 years, knee replacements. I went in actually about 3 years ago, and I went to three different doctors. And I think because they said, no, we would never do a knee replacement on you, because I felt like that was my only option. And I think it's because I walk in there and I don't look like I need anything, maybe. And they don't realize how much pain I was in. And so I just was been looking around. And I decided, my son was telling me about some people he knew well, not new, just heard about on the internet that we're doing the stem cell. And I've been looking at it. And I thought, you know what? I don't want to go for a knee replacement. I just thought that my knee hurts so bad right now. I can't imagine putting a whole bunch of metal in there. It just didn't seem right to me. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to go this route. What's it going to hurt? It can't hurt anything. It could only, you know, it could only get better. Obviously the financial part, yes. I mean, it could, but I was willing to look past that because I needed some kind of relief, and I have certainly got it.
How did you find Dr. Wagner?
You know, I looked on the internet off and on, and I saw him on there. And I think I had been going to the Seattle Sports Medicine Clinic for my kids, my husband, my other knee, just other little things. And I think I remember him when I was looking for stem cell and his name popped up, that I think I remembered that he at one time had been at the Seattle Sports Medicine Clinic. And so I just went there. It just looked more professional and what I was looking for.
Yeah. Is it important for him that he was an MD?
Yes. In some sorts, I have seen both and it doesn't bother me. But boy, once I went in there and saw his professionalism and his smarts, I don't know how else to put that. I felt really at ease and I'm like, okay, this is going to work. This guy just doesn't, you know, he knows what he's doing. It was awesome.
Excellent, excellent. And so you're walking, you're hiking, you're yep. riding, you're yes. back to 100%, huh?
Getting there. Like I say, the biggest part was it's my mind. Thinking to, even when I stand up, I'm really have to consciously say, you know, square, stand up square, mm-hmm. as opposed to going all on my good leg. And I'm getting there, and it's, you know, it's incremental, but that's all right. I have plenty of time to get that taken care of. But the knee pain is gone. And I mean, my knee is ugly. It has, you know, it's kind of misshaped because of the arthritis, but the pain is not there at all.
That's excellent. Well, Julie, yeah. Good luck. Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.